Good morning, students. Today we will learn maxima and minima in module 3. Let f be a function defined on an interval I, then f is said to have a maximum value in I if there exists a point c in I such that f of c greater than f of x for all x belongs to I. Here the number f of c is called the maximum value and point c is called a point of maximum value of function f in I. Similarly, f is said to have a minimum value in I if there exists a point c in I such that f of c less than f of x for all x belongs to I. The number f of c is called minimum value in I and point c is called a point of minimum value of f in I. Then f is said to have an extreme value in I if there exists a point c in I such that f of c is either a maximum value or a minimum value of f in I. The graphs are given, children, in third module, in third slide of third module. See it. Then, what is the exact definition for this? Let f be a real valued function and c be an interior point in the domain of the function f. Then c is called a point of local maxima, means here increasing to decreasing. The figure is given in fifth module. C is called a point of local maxima if there exists h greater than 0 such that f of c greater than f of x. And c is called a point of local minima if there exists and h greater than 0 such that f of c less than f of x. So here f of c is called the local minimum value of f. Now, from first derivative test, you will get exactly what is the local minimum and local maximum. First derivative test says that let f be a function defined on an open interval. Let f be a continuous at a critical point c in I, then f dash x means first derivative changes sign from positive to negative means increasing to decreasing. F dash x changes sign from positive to negative as x increases through, that is f dash x greater than 0 to f dash x less than 0. Then c is a point of local maxima. In fifth slide, first figure says that increase to decrease means increase to decrease means you will get like a hill. That is what, where c is a point of local maxima. If f dash x changes sign from negative to positive, negative means decrease to increase. Negative to positive as x increases through c, that is f dash x less than 0 to f dash x greater than 0, then c is a point of local minima. Local maxima means what? F dash x changes sign plus to minus or increasing to decreasing, that is local maxima. Local minima means what? F dash x less than 0 to f dash x greater than 0 means what? Decreasing to increasing, like U shape. Then c is a point of local minima. Then sometimes what happens? If f dash x does not change sign as x increases through c, then c is neither a point of local maxima nor a point of local minima. In fact, such a point is called point of inflection. Here, in the 8th slide, figure is given. Next, what is the second derivative test? Second derivative test says that let f be a function defined on an interval I and c belongs to I. Let f be twice differentiable at c. Then x equal to c is a point of local maxima. If f dash c equal to 0 and f double dash c less than 0, the value f of c is local maximum value of f. We conclude that to find local maximum value, you need to show double derivation less than 0. Similarly, if x equal to c is a point of local minima, if f dash c equal to 0, when you make after first derivation, when you make it equal to 0, you will get critical point. Okay, using that critical points, you can find the maximum and minimum values. So when f dash c equal to 0 and f double dash c greater than 0, the value f of c is local minimum value of f. If double derivation equal to 0, then the test fails. In this case, we go back to the first derivative test and find whether c is a point of local maxima, local minima, or a point of inflection. Here, three examples are given. First one, find local maximum and local minimum values of the function. Values, children, here. You need to find local maximum and local minimum values. To find the values, what is the algorithm? Just you need to derive one time given function, make it equal to 0. So you will get critical points, that is x values you will get. Now using that x values, check whether that given function is where attains its maximum and minimum values using double derivation. See, first f of x equal to given function 3x power 4 plus 4x cube minus 12x square plus 12. Make it first order derivation or differentiate with respect to x. You will get 12x cube plus 12x square minus 24x. Take 12x common, you will get 12x into x minus 1, x plus 2. When f dash x equal to 0, you will get x equal to 0 from first x. When x minus 1 equal to 0, x equal to 1. When x plus 2 equal to 0, x equal to minus 2. The critical points are 0, 1, minus 2. Once again, differentiate given the function. You will get 36x square plus 24x minus 24. Take 12 common. 3x square plus 2x minus 1. That is the what? Second order derivation. From the second order derivation, put the critical point. F double dash 0. You will get negative 12. Negative 12 means that is less than 0. F double dash 1. You will get 48. That is positive. Third one, F double dash negative 2. That is, you will get 84. That is also positive. So from second derivative test, you can conclude that x equal to 0 is a point of local maxima. And local maximum value at x equal to 0 is f of 0 equal to 12. So children, here we can conclude f double dash 0 equal to, you got negative 12. Means what? When f double dash x less than 0, then it is value is local, it attains the local maximum value. Okay, then local maximum value is f of 0 equal to 12. From where do you got 12? from the given curve or given function you got the answer. Next, while x equal to 1 and x equal to minus 2 are the points of local minima, and to get the local minimum value, put the values x equal to 1 and minus 2 in the given function. You will get f of 1 equal to 7 and f of minus 2 equal to negative 20. Example, next one, maximum and minimum values of a function in a closed interval. Closed interval means absolute values. Theorem is there. The theorem states that let f be a continuous function on an interval I equal to closed interval a comma b, then f has the absolute maximum value and f attain it at least once in I. Also, f has the absolute minimum value and attains it at least once in I. From this, let f be differentiable function on a closed interval I and c be any interior point of I. Then f dash c equal to 0 if f attains its absolute maximum value at c. F dash c equal to 0 if f attains its absolute minimum value at c. What is the working rule? First step, we need to find first order derivation and make it equal to 0. We will get critical points. Second step, take the endpoints of the interval. Third step, at all the points, calculate the values of f or given function. Step 4, identify the maximum and minimum values of function f out of the values calculated in step 3. Last step, the maximum value will be the absolute maximum, that is greatest value, and the minimum value will be the absolute minimum or least value of given function. Now go to second example. Find the absolute maximum and minimum values of f of x. F of x equal to 2x cube minus 9x square plus 12x minus 5 in 0 to 3. In the interval 0 to 3, we need to find maximum and minimum values. So given function, make it equation 1. It is differentiable for all x in 0 to 3. After differentiating with respect to x, we will get f dash x equal to 6x square minus 18x plus 12. When we make f dash x equal to 0, we will get the critical points x equal to 1 comma 2. So now you go to the given interval. Given interval is 0 comma 3. Now you have to check whether 1 comma 2 belong to that interval or not. So clearly 1 comma 2 both are belongs to closed interval 0 comma 3, means 1 comma 2 comes in that interval. Therefore 1 and 2 both are turning points. Find f of 1, f of 2, f of 0, f of 3. In this question only one special is there. In the question clearly given, you need to find in the closed interval 0 to 3. Means you need to find 0, 3 as well as the critical points. Okay, what are the critical turning points? 1 and 2. At 4 points you need to find. You will get f of 1 equal to 0, f of 2 equal to minus 1, f of 0 equal to negative 5, f of 3 equal to 4. Now example 3, last one, that is show that the height of a cylinder of maximum volume that can be inscribed in a sphere of radius capital R is 2r by 3. We need to prove this one. First proof is there, then we need to find the maximum volume. So here in the question it is given capital R is the radius of the sphere capital R is the radius of the sphere. Only one hint is given. So let small h be the height and small x be the diameter of the cylinder. And h, from that go to the slide number 14, children. Go to the figure. From that figure you can conclude, you will get ABC is a right triangle. From that triangle, h square plus r square equal to 4 capital R square. From this, x square equal to 4 r square minus h square, make it equation 1. Radius of the cylinder is x by 2. Why? Because we took diameter is x. Then V be the volume of the inscribed cylinder. Volume of cylinder, you know that volume of the cylinder equal to pi r square h. Pi, radius will be x by 2. So x by 2 whole square into h. You will get pi by 4 x square h. Then volume equal to pi by 4, 4 r square minus h square into h. Means what? Pi by 4, 4 r square minus h square. You will get from that substitution of equation 1. From that you will get volume equal to pi by 4, 4 r square h minus h cube. Make it equation 2. This is the what? Maximum volume. Now differentiate with respect to small h, you will get dv by dh. Make it dv by dh equal to 0, you will get 3h square equal to 4 r square. From that, small h equal to 2 r by root 3. This proves what we need. And another one is, after where you completed the first order derivation, make it once again derive to that. D square y v by dh square will be negative. That negative shows from the second derivative test, when second order derivation is negative, then the volume of the cylinder is maximum. So volume is maximum when height equal to 2r by root 3. So in the question it was asked, volume of cylinder also we need to find. Volume equal to when height equal to 2r by 3, pi by 4, 4 capital R square h minus h cube. Substitute the value of small h, you will get 4 pi capital R square by 3 root 3. This is what the answer. Thank you, children. Solve the questions given in the worksheet.